joining us and downloading for another episode of our podcast.
Ciao, benvenuti.
Today is the 15th of March, the Ides of March. It's 7:30 in the morning, and I'm ready to get going.
I know. It's kind of rainy and dreary. It had been so nice, and we were able to get a lot of outside stuff done again, painting and stuff. But I know when it's rainy and kind of cold, but there's a ton to do.
Yes, and
guests arrive in a week.
Guests arrive
in 10 days.
10 days. Our house is a disaster. There's currently cement all over, pieces of cement and dust all over the kitchen floor.
Well, the kitchen is unusable currently.
Yes, a hole where my oven would be. Mm-hmm. Crap everywhere.
Yeah, there's like a tarp over the entire counter.
We're going to pick up. We're going to take a quick photo and throw it up on the blog of what the downstairs looks like in 10 days until guests arrive. So
an absolute disaster.
Yes.
It looks worse before it will look better. That's what I keep telling myself. Well, it just has to get worse before it gets better.
It'll get done. It always does.
I know.
But Quindici Marzo, the Ides of March.
Ah, yes. What is the significance?
Caesar was stabbed to death today.
Et tu, Brutus? Et tu? Yes. How could I not be a little dramatic or say that? The Ides of March. I know it was a little cheesy, but I still highly recommend the Showtime or HBO series Rome.
Okay, yeah, I thought you were going to say the other one.
No, that, because... The Ides of March episode is fantastic. And the guy who plays Cesare, is phenomenal. And after I saw that, I could never say Pompeii the same way.
Pompeii. No, I liked the Rome one.
It was great.
Which was HBO. What was the Showtime one that we watched?
Oh, the Tudors.
Oh, that's like soft... Well, that was about England.
True.
During King Henry. And that was just like softcore porn.
At first. And then it got a little more political, but...
Yeah, not my fave.
No, but still interesting. Great costumes.
We had a little problem with our server. We changed hosting, and we lost our email, and our site was down, and it's been a little bit of a casino. So.
I was in kind of freak out mode this weekend. Our friend Peter has been helping us nonstop, remedying the situation. So hopefully the email will be up by the time this is posted and working again. So if you've been trying to get a hold of us, currently you can reach us at Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y, _ Bartner, B as in boy, A-R-T-N-E-R, @ Yahoo. Yahoo.com.
But we did lose a whole week of correspondence,
yes,
and probably bookings.
Oh my gosh, I felt sick. And just that the site was down, and then it was, like, really down. I thought,
a good time of year for the site to be down.
But it's back. The site's back up, at least. The email will be working soon. So thanks for your patience. We're still here.
We are still here. Coming up this Thursday will be the 150th anniversary of the unification of Italy. And
Vittorio Emanuele. There will be a street named after him in every city. And there's the incredibly beautiful, what they call wedding cake, in Rome. The monument for Vittorio Emanuele, the big, huge white statue. What?
Yeah, you can't miss it.
No, you can't miss it at all.
We're not exactly sure what's going to happen, if every town is going to celebrate. So we're going to mention it and then we'll talk about it more in next week's podcast when we see what actually happens. I'm not too sure.
These colors don't run. It is going to be, these flags are going to be flying strong.
I hope so. It'll be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we've announced, today was the announcement of Cat of the Year for Cacimone.
What is Cat of the Year?
Cat of the Year is a competition between all the cats of Cacimone.
We have six cats.
To, the judging starts from the 1st of January and finishes the 10th of March.
What is taken into consideration as you are head judge?
I am head judge. There's, what did I say was the three things?
I don't know. You were like...
Hold on. It was,
like there's...
Disposition.
Uh-huh.
Beauty.
Uh-huh.
And,
like valor or something, like...
Yes.
Bravery or something.
I don't know. But, Buster celebrated at 4 o'clock this morning by chewing something dead in the downstairs that I could just hear him eating.
He was like eating a mouse hole. It was freaking disgusting.
So yes, we are the Crazy Cat People, and congratulations, Mr. Buster. You are very much a gentleman, and you are the 2011 Cat of the Year. Previous winners have been Mama Micha, and
Mama Micha was 2 years running.
2 years running, and also the in memory to Stupida.
Yes,
who was killed unfortunately in the fields by snakes.
That sounds horrific. We don't know how she died.
Well, I see her going out.
When you say that, I can imagine a group of snakes attacking her. She liked to hunt in the high grass.
Yeah. So
she didn't come home.
She went out in battle.
Yes.
She went out with her boots on. The weather is changing. It's getting warm. It's warm and wet. We talked about the winds last week. Mm-hmm. It's currently warmer outside than in some of the apartments.
Yes, that is a weird sensation.
And it's wet and warm. We've continued our driving all over the Marquee, gathering things for the season. And yesterday, as we were driving towards the coast, some of the cherry blossoms are starting to bloom. So
it was beautiful. And it's exciting when we go to the coast and you see that, because we're about 2 weeks behind. So when you see it starting, the colors start popping on the coast, you think, oh, it's coming, it'll be here soon. My tulips look fantastic. I planted over 100 tulips. And
we'll have a nice little tulip border.
Oh my gosh. And all the pots. So just as long as the cats don't pee in the pots and the chickens don't try to nest in there, the tulips will be fine.
Yes, I have two dump trucks full of cow crap sitting in front of my garden that we need to throw onto the field.
Wait, when you say throw, do you literally mean? Like,
I mean, we
shoveling
shit. Yeah, we will be taking wheelbarrows and pitchforks and dumping piles in the garden, and then with the pitchfork, you have to.
But I thought one time we had a neighbor do it, and that was awesome. We just gave him some beer and sausage.
Well, they came with a huge tractor and had the machine that threw it out there, but.
Why can't they come back? That was Lutzi.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to bring all that equipment just for us. They're going to dump the poop right in front of the garden.
Can we ask Moki who brought the poop to do it?
I guess, but. They're doing us a favor just by bringing it.
I know, but it's like, oh my gosh.
You're going to literally be shoveling shit.
I know.
So that means the garden's getting, going to start getting happening here. I'm excited about that. Oh, Cantucci.
If you're wondering what that chewing
is. What Jason is shoving in his face with his capucho this morning, it is Cantucci. And Cantucci are what we would probably refer to in the States as biscotti. And, biscotti really just means twice cooked. Bis meaning twice, cotti cooked. And it just means a cookie. So there's no, I know in the States we generally think of a certain type of cookie as a biscotti. And these Cantucci are they're little tiny ones. They're hard. They usually have chocolate in them or almonds. And I like these, because they have a little hint of lemon to them.
They're good. Jason gets addicted to these.
And our neighbor, Carolina, makes wonderful
Just made homemade Cantucci. And she offered to be our baker for this spring of making a whole bunch of them, a bunch of batches. And, well, when you were saying biscotti just means cookie, it's true, because they'll say, like, oh, biscotti americani, which is our, like,
chocolate chip cookies.
So, yeah. But when, as you describe Cantucci, it's what you would imagine they to mean for biscotti. Exactly what you said. It's
yes.
True.
And it's kind of interesting. I didn't know this, but bis, B-I-S, means twice. So, like, your great-grandfather is your bisnonno. Mm-hmm. Your second...
Twice
grandfather. Is there any other bis?
I'm sure.
I don't know.
I was trying to think of some. What are the cookies called that are the bones?
Those are, something di morti. Osi di
no, fave. Fave di morte.
Fave di morte. But those are around the Day of the Dead. We might be getting that wrong. You're putting out misinformation. You're a misinformation agent.
Moving right along. to the Bella Figura.
So we wanted to talk about this because we're in violation of it quite often.
Yes.
I would say from the dirtiness of our car to The Bella Figura. We
I think we've spoken about this before.
We probably have.
But it is so important, it is worth bringing up again and again.
The beautiful figure.
Mm-hmm. Kind of putting your best foot forward or...
Look, it may mainly about how you look.
Yes, but it is on every level. So, like, running into town, you can't really, if you're out here in the country like we are and we're doing work around the house and you're kind of dirty, I don't know, I grew up in Seattle and it's no problem, throw on your North Face, jump in the car, go run your errands, no one's going to look twice. I lived in New York, you could be wearing...
You can be straight crazy and no one looks at you.
Exactly. So here it's like, oh my gosh, I have to like consciously think, what am I wearing when I walk into the grocery store, even if it's just to pick up milk sometimes. One time I did that.
Well, tell the story about going to the internet cafe.
I did this at the internet cafe. Well, the cafe, Sunrise Cafe in Urbana. And it was when we first moved and we didn't really have a way to contact our family in the States and they had cheap calls to America. So I would sometimes run into town to call family at weird times so it would work for the States, like 9 hours later or early. And I run in there and I'm wearing like leggings, like workout kind of yoga pants, t-shirt, my hat, I have a hat on, tennis shoes. I was a sporty spice, you know, and I'm not thinking anything of it. Well, I come in and it's like, what? Music stops. I don't even think about it. It's like 6:30
on a Sunday.
Yes, which is like
aperitivo hour.
And this is when you put on your fur coat. You wear a beautiful necklace. You accessorize. Everyone's got on scarves.
Even in this tiny town.
And especially the men.
They
look fantastic. So it felt like the music stopped. And I swear they thought, so this is what a lesbian looks like. Because they just all looked at me like, what is this girl doing in a baseball hat, in tennis shoes, in like workout clothes? It was so funny because they just all looked like, oh, what is this? Because also when I've worn a baseball hat or my sister has, they'll be like, hey, guys. boys. And they're trying to say, hey, guys, but it's like, hey, boys. How you doing, boys? And it's like, oh, God. So that part of it is what you wear. Part of it is your, like, just couth. Your culture, like your,
You always wanted to kind of, whenever, if you would, get invited over to someone's house for dinner, you want to bring something, and not just, yes. Something, you know, above all, it'd be something homemade.
Absolutely.
When we go, we either bring some homemade salamis, or sausages, or jams, or...
Or home-bottled wine.
Home-bottled wine, because everyone can go out and buy, you know, a cake at the pastry shop, but it's a better gift. Italians, you don't, when you bring something, it doesn't have to be big, but it has to be of high quality or
importance.
So when you get a gift for someone for their birthday, you know, you try to make it something special or something you've made. That really goes a long way, I think, especially out here.
Mm-hmm. And I think the Bella Figura continues to...
Your car?
This is where we fail heavily. We live on a dirt road.
We live on a Strada Bianca or a white road, which is unpaved. And in the wintertime, when it's wet, the dirt kind of turns into this clay that sticks to your car automatically.
It sticks... everywhere, underneath the wheel wells, and you have to, like, chip it off.
Yeah, the wheel, and it throws off the balance of the wheel, so when you go down the freeway, you feel the wheel, like, out of balance.
We have a little red car, and it turns pink because it's just covered. You get in and out of the car, and you're walking into a store or something, or wherever, and all of a sudden you look down, and your legs are covered in white. And you're just like,
yeah,
because
it gets in between the door and the, you know, that part in the door. So that's in the wintertime, and then in the summertime, it turns into horrible dust.
Oh, just completely. And we opted for the no air conditioning. And so we drive with our...
cheap old Jason was not going to spend another 1,000 euro on it.
No. And I didn't grow up in hot, like, warm summers. So I wasn't expecting, like, how do you just roll your window down? Well,
when you go down the road and you have your window, 6 kilometers of Strada Bianca.
The entire inside becomes dust as well.
And I'm sure our lungs, we'll get the white lung.
Well, not to mention we haul wood and all of that in our car.
Well, that's a whole other
discussion. But on the bill of figura, you must also have your license plate showing. And we've had people... Well, that's not bill of figura. That's like a law. Yeah, so they don't pull you over.
Yeah.
But we've had people who we didn't even know clinging off our license plates when we've parked in different towns. Because they're like... They just are appalled, and just,
people
no note, they just are, the whole rest of the car is covered, but our license plate has been, like, Windexed clean.
Well, it's, I've given up. You wash the car, and 2 days later, 3 days later, it's filthy again. I can't wash my car every 3 days.
This is true. But on the Bella Figura with the car, I think that even goes to the pump, because we were at the gas station yesterday, and I was noticing how much pride the guy at the gas station had, the gas station attendant. Not only do you wear, like, a glove when you pump, so, you know, your hands don't stink or get dirty, the guy was, like, with a chamois, wiping down the nozzle handles, and, I mean, I just thought, man, I have not, it, you know, cleaning the windshield, it's all, you know, full service, and it's so nice.
Well, they just take pride in whatever they do.
Yeah, they're saying, hi, how you doing? Like, the guys in Albania, they're so nice at the gas station, too.
It's a small town. I'm sure if you went to Rome, you wouldn't feel that
no,
way.
No, I guess not. Maybe he has nothing else to do.
No, he takes pride. I like it. He takes pride in what we do. Oh, yesterday, after we got gas, we stopped at a, it's not a quarry. What would you sell that sells all the stone?
Stone cellars.
This place was huge.
Mason?
That's someone who puts up this stuff. Anyway, we went to this place that had just a ton, an outdoor place in Aqualania, tons of marble and like, not like sheets of marble ready for your countertops, but like blocks the size of cars.
Incredible.
In red and, you know, the white and the gray, and then there was slate.
Very sandy colors that looked like, when they were buffed, it would look like wood. It was incredible. It was so neat to just walk around and check it all out.
And,
you said you saw stone sinks inside?
Oh, I saw stone sinks that were huge. It was just a real, I don't know, we're dorks, but it was just
it
a
was
really
cool
place. I've never seen big blocks of marble like that just sitting there.
And yeah, you could just totally walk around too and check it all out, feel it.
And they would then cut whatever you wanted from that huge block. That's incredible.
I know it.
But just to see all the different colors, and you can recognize the marble from around our area, the red crumbly one that they had. I don't know. I just thought that was really cool. I've always wanted to stop there. We see it on the Superstrada all the time.
When we were talking about Bella Figura, it made me think of Rosalba. Did we tell that story?
I think, well, that's not a Bella Figura, that's another...
No, that's another example of how we did not...
All right, well, this is a cultural thing. So, I think we've mentioned this on the podcast, but we'll say it again for our new listeners. Our first year, was it our first year?
I think so.
So our first year here, we got Italian lessons in the library from a retired teacher, Rosalba, wonderful lady. And after a few lessons, she invited us over to her house for dinner one night, and... When she invited us, we said...
No, it was very kind of open-ended.
Yeah, like at the end of class, she's like, you guys should come over for dinner Wednesday night.
No, it wasn't even that. She said we were going to be, like, out all day, possibly. And she was like, oh, will you not have time to make dinner? If you're not back, come over from my house for dinner. So we thought... We didn't even end up thinking about it twice.
Because we said, okay, sounds great.
Whatever. But then the day that would have been the dinner... We didn't, our trip away wasn't that long. We were home early. We had dinner at the house. We didn't even think anything of it.
Because in typical American style, when you say, oh, we should do something next week. Yeah, okay,
oh,
sure, great.
Sure.
That is not a firm, you know, date to go do something.
It's just being polite, going, oh, yeah, we should, uh-huh.
It's the suggestion of, and then if you really wanted to do something in the later time, you would call and say, oh, so are we doing this on Wednesday or whatever? Well, here it doesn't work like that. If you say, I'm coming Wednesday, you're coming Wednesday. So... 8 o'clock, we got a call, we're doing stuff around the house, and Rosalba calls and said...
That's when we were teaching our English lessons. So we had our English class that night. So we show up to class, and we're like, we're asking our Italian students, oh, what did you do tonight? And we get to Rosalba, and she's like, I made dinner for the children, meaning Jason and I, and they didn't show. And we were like, oh my God.
Yeah, she did lay it on thick.
She laid it on thick. We were like, we had no idea. Why didn't you call? She was like, I didn't know where you were. I don't know. It was horrible, horrible. So
with Italian, well, with most people of this world, yes. Except for maybe our culture, if you say you're gonna be there, you're gonna be there. No more talking necessary. I don't need to call you, you know, 2 days before to make double check. We talked about it, and you're coming to do whatever you said you were
gonna do. Yes.
Which is the exact opposite of how we do things, I think.
It's difficult.
The blow off.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to cut this one short because we have so much to do this week, but we're going to end it with the word of the week.
And I think it still keeps with kind of that idea of la bella figura, because you don't want to, this phrase is something that you don't want to, you use when you don't want to sound negative.
No, I think they use it always. Italians never are very direct.
True.
They always kind of go, you would never say it's hot outside. You say
or that you're cold.
Or you're cold. It seems to me it's warm today. Or
you'd say, yeah, if you were cold in the house, which is what we've heard Italians say, it seems a little, mi sembra un po' freschino. Mi sembra un po'
freschino. Or like,
it seems a little
the doctor's wife the other day when she was asking about the kitchen tile we're putting in.
Yes.
Oh, are these the kitchen tile you're putting in?
Oh, well, they seem like the bathroom tiles, but I mean, if that's what you want to use, they're fine, they're fine. It just seems to me they're a little white.
They're white. So in her way, she's saying, these are horrible, I can't believe you're putting these in the kitchen.
And the person who says it seems to me to be a little chilly in here saying, it's freaking freezing, where's the heat?
So, our phrase this week is mi sembra. It seems to me. And you can put this at the beginning or end of any phrase that the way you feel or what you think, or because you never want to come out and directly say it. I have no idea why. I think it's so difficult.
I think this is where we've been a non bella figura because we've come straight out and said things many times, and we realize now, going, danced around.
Yeah, you kind of have to do the dance. So, but I think they give us a pass because it's a cultural thing. I think we're foreigners, and they know that we're kind of more direct to the point of things. So, use mi sembra.
I just did.
Yeah, that's a good one. I know. It's a little cold. So notice that. And if you have any, notice that as you're learning Italian or dealing with people who are Italian, that they never come out directly. They're always going to kind of work around it. And that's true in a lot of ways in this culture with how they follow the laws and pay their taxes. And I like it though. I like it. Mi sembra.
Yes.
It seems to me. All right, so like I said, I'm sorry. We're going to cut this one a little short this week. We have to go get back to work. Guest coming in 10 days, and it is a disaster vero.
Thanks for listening.
Just throw out our information.
You can find us at latavolamarche.com, latavolamarche.blogspot.com, Twitter at latavolamarche, and on Facebook, La Tavola Marche Agriturismo and Cooking School.
And hopefully info at La Tavola Marche.
I hope. But until then, Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-Y _ Bartner, B as in boy, A-R-T as in Tom, N-E-R @yahoo.com.
And La Tavola Marche, L-A-T-A-V-O-L-A Marche, M-A-R-C-H-E, Marche. That's my great accent. La Marche.
Alla prossima.
Thank you very much. Until next week, have a wonderful rest of the week. It's hump day. And we'll talk to you again. Ciao.